USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Suicide not suspected in the mysterious death of Los Angeles Angels pitcher Tyler Skaggs. The 27-year-old found dead in his North Texas hotel room yesterday afternoon. Details remain sketchy, but investigators have also ruled out foul play. The Angels were to face the Texas Rangers in a four-game series opener last night. Instead, fans turned out for a vigil.
I just watched them out there doing what they love to do, and he's so young.
The Border Patrol says it's investigating what it calls disturbing social media activity by U.S. Customs and Border Protection workers. A ProPublica report yesterday said the group has about 9,500 members who have been joking online about migrant deaths, and they've made comments and posts about Latino members of Congress visiting detention centers. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A California gun rights group is challenging a new gun law in the state. The group is called the Cal Guns Foundation and Firearms Policy Coalition, taking issue with the state's new law that bans the sale of firearms to people under age 21. The group's filed a lawsuit saying people over the age of 18 are adults who have legal rights to own pistols and rifles. NASA making a move towards putting astronauts back on the moon, calling this morning's three-minute test of an abort system from the Orion spacecraft a success.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, ignition.
The Orion's the capsule designed to carry astronauts to orbit around the moon. The test flight took off at 7 a.m. Eastern Time today. Author E. Jean Carroll's book that claims President Trump sexually assaulted her goes on sale today, and this is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere at retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
Democratic presidential hopeful Pete Buttigieg is in Chicago today, in town for the final day of the Rainbow Push Coalition's annual convention. Earlier in the events, former Vice President Joe Biden and Senators Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar spoke, as did U.S. Representative Tulsi Gabbard. And yesterday, New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio attended and spoke at a women's luncheon associated with that Push convention, and he spoke about changes that had been made in New York to policing policies.
There were 150,000 fewer arrests than 5 years earlier. 150,000 fewer arrests, and we got safer. If you want to end mass incarceration, don't arrest people to begin with who don't need to be arrested.
The leader of Mexico says he wants to do away with his nation's army. President Andre Manuel Lopez Obrador saying if it were up to him, he would disband the army and put national security in the hands of the country's newly formed National Guard. And Apollo 11 moon landing videotapes could net someone about $2 million. A former NASA intern, Gary George, paid $217 for the tapes at a government surplus auction in the 70s. Now they're expected to be the biggest draw at a new auction on July 20th, the 50th anniversary of the moon landing. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.